Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point.
Good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time back. Time, what's up? Welcome back.
What's cracking, Doc? Good to be back, man. Good to be back.
What's up? That's what's up. Look, so how you doing?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, Thomas. Glad to have you back, bro.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that. Glad to know I was missed.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I know. What's going on,
people? Well, I don't know, man. If y'all went on, y'all know that SinCityRadio.net and SinCityRadio.ning.com currently out of commission right now by the powers that be. But,
right, exactly.
But don't fret. Don't worry about it. We working on something new and improved. So as soon as we get that up and running, we let y'all know what it is. Gonna be back even bigger and better than ever. I must admit though, I am thoroughly upset. I feel like I lost my baby. I feel like I lost something very special to me.
Oh man, I got something better in the works, man. Terms and all.
I really do, man. I feel like I lost something very special.
Well, hey, man, I'm working on it, dog. I'm working on it. Should be up in about an hour. About an hour, hour and a half. By the end of the show, it should be up.
All right, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Look, so what's going on with you?
Not a whole lot. Trying to be at peace, you know? That's all I can do is shit every day. It's a new day. Make something happen.
All right. I'm great. Okay, well,
I'm great.
That's all you can do. Just try. Just try. Let me ask you, dog. Let me ask you something, man. I mean, you know, in our younger days, we pretty much was kind of wild. But, man, before I even get into it, Miss Janae, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
We just saying our final goodbyes to CNCRadio.net.
There'll be a new site coming, I'm sure.
Yeah. anyway, I'll say, time on our younger days, we did a lot of wild things. You agree?
I agree.
All right. Well, yeah, I, you know what we all have. We all have. You know, and the thing that gets me is like, okay, I heard a situation where, you know, a guy was talking and he said that he messed around with this chick and, well, I ain't going to call her chick. I'm going to say female. He messed around with this female, right? And she comes back to him. You know, she has a guy. A guy gets out of jail. We all know when you get out of jail, what's the first thing you're going to do? Fuck. Okay. So now, old boy done knocked up. But now she coming to him talking about, I'm not sure if it's yours or his baby. But now he's like, okay, we had sex, but I used a condom. And not only did I use a condom, we didn't even finish having sex. But she keep coming to him like, I don't know if it's your baby or his. I mean, at what age do you grow out of that shit? I mean,
apparently you don't.
Right. I mean, what is that about? I mean, you sitting there. I mean, and I asked him, and I said, dog, he told me, Kaz, I'm not bullshitting with you. And he put it right hand to God. You know, he said, man, we was having sex. She got mad because she kept saying I was hitting her too hard. And he said he got tired of listening to her whining. So he got up. He said he got up, he took the rubber off, showed her the rubber. And he walked out. Now she's coming. Now she didn't get with this other guy. The other guy, I guess the other guy ain't about shit, you know. So now it's like, okay, she keep coming at him. You know,
why is he even letting it bother him if he know there ain't no chance in hell that it's his?
That was my question. You know, why are you letting her, if you know it's not yours, why are you even letting her bother you? But then, I mean, which leads me to my question is, I mean, ladies, I mean, when that situation like that, and, you know, I've talked to y'all long enough to know that y'all not those type of women, but do you know women that's like that? And if so, why do they play that type of game? I mean, what's the purpose?
You put me involved for her, that's why.
So, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
So if he just told her, you, fuck you, bitch, don't call me no more, she'll leave him alone?
Yeah. Yeah, she sure would. But because he keep listening, and what he going to do? He going to start, he might give us some money here and there or whatever. Then he start thinking, I don't know what men be thinking. Sometimes.
Okay.
But they get fooled all the time.
Now, I've been in a situation like that maybe once or twice, three or four, five, six, seven, eight, nine times. But nevertheless, I mean, the first time and father time, I don't know if you remember or not, but the first time, I mean, I didn't believe it. I mean, we had to go take the blood test and everything, but, you know, I was willing to try to help you until you got until the blood test came back. But, I mean, just to throw it in my face, like, okay, this your child. I mean, now, my thing about that is that I wasn't 100% sure. So, in that case, I mean, got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Hey, yeah. What's up, Miss Peaches?
All right. Miss Peaches.
Now, like I was saying, I mean, do that make me a sucker because I was willing to help? Because, I mean, I did do the math and I did do the timetable, and I was like, it's a 50-50 chance it could be. So that make me a sucker to be just like, all right, well, I'm willing to help you until we come with the blood test.
No, that makes you a man.
Okay.
In my opinion, that makes you a man. Now, with this other situation and this, you know, this lady going back and forth, you have to ask yourself, well, or him, you know, if you say he showed her the condom and then he left, well, if he didn't dispose of the condom, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I don't know, you know, she could have took that condom and stuck it back in herself, or, you know.
But he said there wasn't nothing in it. He said there was nothing in it. He said they didn't finish because she kept
it.
Right. He never came. He just got up and left. He said he threw the condom on the bed. He said he showed her. He's like, he said when he got up, she's like, what, you came? And he was like, hell no, I ain't got time for all this. He said he cut the light on, took the condom off, looked at the condom, looked at her, threw it on the bed and walked out the door.
And that was the only time he slept with her.
He said that was the last time he slept with her.
Well, then that wasn't all the time. What is he talking about?
No, now.
They always use condoms. Fill me in on what y'all talking about. I just said, man.
Well, I got a friend who says that, you know, he met someone and she, how can I put it? He had sex with her multiple times, but he said the last time they had sex, he used the condom. She was complaining. He didn't finish. He got up. He took the condom off. He threw the condom on the ground, on the bed, rather, looked at her and said, fuck her, and walked out the door. So now she come back saying that she's pregnant. But he like, how the fuck you pregnant? And she like, well, I don't know if it's yours or my boyfriend. But he like, how the fuck you pregnant by me if I didn't even come? But she keeps harassing him. She's constantly harassing him.
She probably, you know what I'm saying, like you said, the other guy, you know, it probably ain't about a whole lot. And so she just probably wants to keep him around knowing that, you know what I mean, he got something going for him, at least that the other brother don't. You know, so, shit, she's trying to keep an end, I guess, you know what I mean, with him. And her way of doing so, instead of being honest and just saying, you know what I'm saying, okay, well, I'm pregnant by him, but, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to be with him, I want to be with you. Instead of just being honest, you know, since she's trying to use this pregnancy thing as a way to keep an end with him. But there's, you know, there's a different way to do that. If she's still
right.
involved with him, she should just be honest with him and say, you know what I'm saying, I fucked him, and, you know what I'm saying, more than likely this is his kid, but, shit, that was just a fuck, you know what I'm saying, who I want to be with is you. And let him make up his mind whether or not he wants to do that.
No, she's with the other guys. Her and the other guy's in a relationship.
Okay, what is she telling him? Is she telling him she's pregnant? And then is she telling him that maybe I'm pregnant from you and another guy?
No, she's telling the other guy it's his. Now she's coming back to him saying, so, I don't know if it's yours or his.
See, she's trying to play a silly game. And it don't matter.
Right, yeah, she's playing games.
She don't want to be with that nigga, you know, the one that whose baby it more than likely is. She don't want to be with him. But she don't, you know what I'm saying? But she don't want to be by herself either. So she's like, okay, I'm going to tell him the truth, but I would really rather be with this one over here. So I'm going to just try to keep him lingering. You know what I mean?
But my thing is, how can you keep him lingering when he knows he didn't do nothing? You know,
She needs to just be honest with him and tell him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm with him, but I don't really want him. And give that man the choice to say, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll be with you or not.
Okay, but this too.
Be honest.
But this too, Cass, you said she was having sex with him for a long time without a condom, but the last time they had sex, she used a condom?
I don't know. I don't know if they use condoms all the time or not. I just know he said the last. Okay, let me put it like this. He said that the last time they had sex was like September. He said the last time they had sex was September.
Mm-hmm.
She got pregnant. Her guy got out of jail in October, so she's supposed to be what is it? She's supposed to be like 3 months pregnant.
Hell no. Nah. She just screwed somebody else. Ain't no way you can be 3 months pregnant from October, November, December, and this is January, almost February. No. She ain't doing her math right.
She's supposed to be 3 going on 4 months. Somewhere around there. Somewhere around there, she's supposed to be like three, 4 months.
Her old boy had to been having sex without a condom. That's the only thing I can think of.
And see, that's something else that's kind of, you know what I mean? You really, she doesn't know exactly when her last menstrual was and exactly when her last menstrual didn't show up between the time of having sex with the good dude and the jail guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe there is a chance if, in fact, you know what I'm saying, and even if they did have protected sex before, like, you know, condoms aren't always 100.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Hold on. Well, y'all finished. He did say that they had sex in the past, but he said the last time before the last time was like August.
Okay.
So August, September, October, 2 months,
so
November,
it was a month
December.
The time they had sex together. And
she playing games. She don't know.
I mean, my thing is this, like I told him, if he's not lying, if he's telling me the truth, man, she's playing a fucking mind game with him. I mean, I didn't have it done on me. I'll be lying to y'all if I sit here and say I haven't had it done on me multiple times. I have had it done on me. Hell,
that's messed up. I hate when people play with somebody like that.
But if you aren't sure, why do anything? Why not just wait till the baby born?
That part. And get the DNA.
And then if you the father, it ain't like you missed something. I mean, you can still be there. If you decide you just want to be there for the pregnancy or whatever, you can, you know, do something like that. But why do you have to provide and give things to this person until you know for sure?
Right.
Well, see, now in my case, I didn't know until the baby was 6 months. The baby was 6 months when I was told that it was my kid, you know. That was one instance, you know. So in that instance, and like I said, my thing was I sat back, I did the math, and I'm like, well, damn, you know, she did get pregnant around that time. We were doing stuff around that time. So, yeah, I really thought it was a 50-50 chance it could be my baby. So, yeah, I mean, I did, you know, the Pampers or, you know, what little knickknacks. I did buy that. I did.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do if it's your baby.
It wasn't my baby, nigga. You know that.
But at the time, you thought it could be. So that doesn't
right.
make you a sucker. That makes you a man. You know what I mean? And I mean, shit. No, people don't just go around buying Pampers and shit for other people's kids and shit. But I mean, in
right.
the event, since you found out that it wasn't your child, but you did all those things or whatever little things you did do, it was a man looking out for a baby, you know what I mean? And that was that.
Now, what if she get a DNA test and neither one of the guys is a daddy? Then what?
Oh, shit, she should have looked.
Well, all I'm saying is, if you're pregnant, you tell me you're pregnant, we got a baby, of course, I'm going to take care of the baby until I find out differently.
Right.
So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If it takes 6 months for the test to come back, I'm going to buy diapers and shit because I'm thinking it's my baby. That's what I suppose.
Right. Right.
Okay,
as a man.
But how do they be when you find out you're not the father? Well, if you find out you're not the father, are they like, oh, I'm really sorry, you know, but
no.
I do appreciate
no.
it. Or they just like, fuck you, well,
no.
oh, well. Oh, well, nigga, you know, you ain't the father, fight.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yes. Them old dirty
bitches.
Oh,
will you
yes.
the child's life still, even though you're not the father? Will you just walk
yes.
away from that child? Will you still be in that child's life since the child is all you, they know is you? Or will you walk away, or would you still be that man? Even though you're not my child, but I'm going to still take care because you're all I know. And we're bonded together. Would you walk away from that?
That depends on how old the child is.
I walked away. I'm not going to lie to you. I walked away. I walked the fuck away.
But that baby was on, that was still a baby, though, right? The baby
yeah,
was only,
what,
6 months?
Right. I mean, if you're talking about 10, 11, 12-year-old, and that's all they know, that's right. That's totally different. If it's a little bitty old baby that don't even know how to talk or nothing, I'm out.
Okay. I can respect that.
Yeah, because I walked the fuck. I did a pimp strut.
I mean, you know, if the baby's a, you know, if the kid's a teenager, and all you known is that kid to be your baby, then, you know, I mean, I don't think a motherfucker can walk away from that. Even though you find out it ain't yours, but you've been raising for 15 years, you can't just walk away from that.
No, you couldn't. I don't think you could.
If, I mean, if you can, you just a cold-hearted motherfucker. That's just
okay,
my opinion.
But now, let me ask the ladies, and I'm going to start with you, Janine. I mean, if that was the case, would you be apologetic?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would at least be like, I was really unsure, you know, but I do appreciate, you know, the things that you did do. And I would be understanding that you know, not going to be there anymore. It's just that, you know, some of these women, they, you know, even if you're unsure, just be honest about it. You know what I'm saying? And be,
right.
you know,
right.
thankful or at least appreciative for the things that that person did do for you.
Okay. All right. Lucas, so what about you?
I gotta agree, you know, shit. Be honest. And I think that's real fucked up when you play with a person's emotions and a person's life like that, you know, because being somebody's daddy is some big, you know, that's some real shit. And there's too many, you know what I mean, kids out here who are fatherless children to be playing, you know, with a man's emotions like that. And because, shit, you fuck around and let a person get attached, then you looking at some serious shit for yourself, possibly. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
That's wrong.
Ms. Peaches, what about you?
Can you repeat the question for me, please? I mean, I just want to give a right answer. I'm asking.
I'm about to repeat. I'll just say, can you, if you found out that the child wasn't yours, I mean, would you be if you found out the child wasn't his, would you be apologetic, or would you just be like, oh, well, it's not yours?
No, I will. I apologize, especially if I know I'm out there doing my thing with more than one person. I will. I'll come to and apologize. I mean, sincere from my heart, and, you know, ask for your forgiveness, but I did my part. I did apologize. you know. And if you choose to stay in the child's life without dealing with me, that would have been one thing. But if you choose to walk away, I wouldn't be mad.
Okay.
You can't be mad. You couldn't be mad anyway if you wanted to be mad. You have no reason to be mad.
Well, I mean, technically, we still have our rights here. I can. Because I looked at you like a good father, and you took care of your other kids, and maybe the other person, you know, I know they weren't going to be no good for them, and I was looking for somebody to be in my child's life. I would be mad for a minute. I would. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, be mad at
what you
be
mad
but
for?
That's why I was out there like
you gotta,
that.
You got to be mad at you. You can't be mad at him for walking away from a child that's not his. You be mad at yourself
right.
for choosing to
right.
be with other people. You know,
right.
that's what you mean, and I can agree with that, but you can't be mad at him.
Right.
I don't give a fuck if he's mad or not. I'm out.
Right.
Oh, you silly. You silly. How you doing, Father Time?
I'm doing much better. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
But I'm out the door. And I couldn't even be in a relationship with somebody that put a baby off on me. Or that
right.
tried to put a baby off on me.
Right. That's why I taught my son.
If she came to you honestly, you know, and just said, I'm just not sure.
I can
right.
accept that. I can accept
I mean,
that. But if you're telling me, like, this is your, I'm pregnant, you the father, and then you know for a fact
mm-hmm.
that it's a maybe baby. But you don't tell me the maybe part. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you come
right.
out with the DNA test, now all of a sudden, it ain't yours. But you done strung me along
right.
for the last year and a half. I think that's
right.
bullshit,
and that's
man.
Not fair to you.
Well, nope, that's just like these, you know, the young motherfuckers out there, they have babies just to keep a motherfucker around. That don't mean a motherfucker gonna
oh,
stay
yeah.
pregnant.
No, no, I seen a post the other day. It was a condom, I guess, you know, that had I don't know what happened with the condom, but it was a picture of a condom, and it said at the bottom something like, you got what you wanted, and I got what I wanted, but now, bitch, you finna be a daddy. And it's like, okay, well, first of all, if you only wanted sex with a person, and you know they only wanted sex with you, why are you proud, or what are you trying to do by saying, you know what I'm saying, now, bitch, you're gonna be a daddy? He don't have to do shit. I mean, he should do what's right, but he don't technically have to. If he don't want nothing to do with you or that child, and if you don't know shit about them then or how, you know what I'm saying, then he don't have to do a damn thing. You just be a bitch that had, you know, a baby for some stupid-ass reason. And really, you're
yep.
the one that, you know, you're the one that's got that responsibility for the rest of your life and that child. And what you going to do? You going to be mad at the kid all his life because you fucked somebody
right.
you know, shouldn't have been with?
Right.
A lot of women do. A lot of women do. Get mad at that kid.
That's some sad shit right there.
It is.
You had the choice to open your legs or not. You know what I mean? And you chose to open your legs. You chose to do it unprotected.
I know a few people
control.
Like that. You might.
And, yeah, you know,
you silly broad.
Silly broad. And shit, bitch, I don't feel sorry for you. I feel so sorry for your baby. Lord bless that baby.
That boy.
For real. Because the baby don't know he got a fucked up mama and his daddy is somebody. M.I.A.
Okay.
Well, you should know who you sleep with.
Exactly.
You know what gets me is when you find a motherfucker like that, you get pregnant by him. They don't do shit. Then you turn around and get pregnant again by the same motherfucker.
Yeah, and stop getting pregnant. Stop fucking three and four or five people at one time. I mean, seriously, shit.
I mean,
why do you need four sexual partners and you just one motherfucker? Why? Why do you need that?
Huh?
Well,
why does anybody need four or five fucking sexual partners? Like, why? If you have one person who you have good sexual chemistry with and, you know what I'm saying, all that shit is
Why do you then go out and fucking find somebody else to fuck? And then why are you doing it unprotected?
Right.
You know, if you single and you foot loose and fancy free, okay, cool. But then at least if you want to have 3 or 4 sexual partners, at least protect yourself. If not by condoms, then get on fucking birth control or get some, you know what I'm saying, there's other ways. Get some diaphragms or some shit. Get some, what's that stuff that kills the, some spermicide or something. Do something to protect yourself from having kids that you can't, you know what I mean, that you can't take care of and don't really want.
Right.
Okay. I'll agree with that.
Fucking 3 or 4 people to protect yourself.
Nah, hold on.
Then people wonder why AIDS is out there and all these diseases.
That's because they fucking monkeys. But anyway.
You stupid. They fucking with
people that's fucking monkeys.
That part.
Mm-mm. I mean, seriously, I mean, teacher zone. You want to have multiple partners, that's on you. Teacher zone.
But
nah,
yeah, but do be discreet about it. Be, you know, clean about it. You know, I'm 47 years old, and I can knock on all the wood. I ain't never in my life had a STD or nothing. You know what I'm saying? And that's a blessing.
All right, but all I'm saying is that, I mean, I agree with the, if you're going to do all that, then, yeah, you get you some protection. But, I mean.
Yeah, for real. Because
you
don't know what she got, and you didn't bought it to him. You don't know what he got, and he didn't tip it to her. You don't know what neither one of them got. You know what I'm saying? And then, bam, there y'all go. Well, where did I get this from? Well, hell, who was you sleeping with?
And
cover up, wrap up. You know?
I mean, because think about it.
I'm just saying, God.
If you one person, and you got 4 sexual partners, and your sexual part, you know what I'm saying, your sexual partners got 4 sexual partners, that's a lot of motherfucking, that's a lot going on. That's a lot going on. It's true that you sleep with whoever, when you fuck unprotected, you sleeping with whoever you sleeping with slept with, too. I mean, you can wash your dick 35 times. I can wash my pussy 35 times.
All right.
Soap and water ain't cleaning up no diseases or care, you know what I'm saying, or protecting you from pregnancy. It just ain't.
We think, right.
We think like that now because we're older. As kids, we didn't think about all that type of stuff.
And I was just about to say the same thing. I know everybody on here that rolled the dice a couple of times, not only one. Motherfuckers done rolled the dice. Come on now.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, of course, we older, we more mature, we understand, you know, what's out there and stuff like that. But back in the day, shit. I ain't even gonna lie. Shit.
I mean, and she's only telling the truth, y'all. I mean, of course, we have never said in front of our kids anything but like that.
Exactly.
But
right.
We all roll the dice now.
Well, not all now, for real.
Come on now. Come on.
I can give you, I'm from L.A., been there 25 years, and I can give you any doctor's numbers that you want, any free clinics, anything. I wasn't out there like that.
You're not understanding what we're saying. What we're saying is that
I ain't say you ever
had a disease. I just said shit. You didn't roll the dice. Come on.
What do you mean by rolling dice? Had more than one partner?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that too. But shit, I mean, every sexual encounter wasn't protected.
Oh no! But I was just blessed, like I said. I rolled the dice maybe once or twice.
How many kids you got?
3.
Well, you rolled the dice more than once or twice.
Okay. All right. Touche.
I mean, if Like I said, we grown now. We got older, and we understand what it is now. Yeah.
What you eating?
I was about to say, can we have some?
Oh,
okay,
because
he just munching and munching.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm hungry.
Look at him. And they're going to smack at the end.
I mean, I ain't eating nothing but some Doritos. I'm just hungry. That's all.
Damn, they must be good.
I ain't nothing all day. Somebody took my Wendy's, so I ain't eating this chicken.
Somebody took your food?
Yeah.
How they going to take your food? You say somebody took your food?
Fuck me out.
Are you going to eat your cornbread?
Nah, I'm just joking, but I did eat their french fries when they wasn't looking.
Oh, you bad. You don't want to sell food.
You know the homies don't play about their fries.
Oh, my goodness.
Think a motherfucker going to leave their french fries in front of me. I don't, yeah, all right, going on where you got to go. I'm munch the fuck out of the motherfucker.
They don't know.
I swear. Oh, they know. Nigga, I had 10 french fries.
Right. Hey, you got more fucking kids. Like, I know I have more fries in here than this. I know I have fries in here than this.
Like, I wasn't filter feeding. Where the fuck my french fries go? Shit.
Like, damn, that was a small. I could have sworn it was more french fries in here than this. Shit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nigga, you can just eat them all, man. I just eat them all.
Don't give you no enough fries no more. No, nigga,
but I'm sure you could have got your own Wendy's too.
I'm just saying.
I'm like, amen.
It didn't taste good as theirs.
Is that
right,
salt
exactly.
Around your lips, nigga?
Right. It tastes better when you eat somebody else's shit.
Right.
Yeah. See, I was just testing them for fries, make sure they were safe, nigga.
Right.
Make sure what nothing.
I know I'm
and
not standing
like,
out of the bus
back, man.
What?
Taking the shit back, they shorted me some fries.
Right.
Okay.
No, order the Lord's fries. What's up with this shit?
Sir, we put a large in hand. Yes, there ain't no large.
Hey, I'll sit down and argue right with them. That ain't no motherfucking large.
My Lord, have mercy.
Hey, what's telling? Maybe they sell at the bottom of the bag.
I ain't gonna lie though. When I go give somebody food, I swear I give them their shit. I'm keeping these ones that fell out though. You don't even need these. You don't even need that. When I love it when it accidentally be like an onion ring or two. I be like, hell yeah, man.
Oh. Straight up.
You done came up. Shit. I ordered fries. I got three onion rings, too. Nigga, that.
You know, burgers, you only give you six or seven of them. You know.
I got a question, man. How the hell we get on food?
Yes, Cass
was sitting over there munching.
Yeah.
I was being rather professional. I was eating my Doritos and shit.
And he didn't think we was going to catch that. Nigga, sound like you got something in your mouth.
I ain't think y'all going to catch that. I mean, you know, you gotta have some chips when you're drinking the beer. You know, you can't just drink a beer without having no chips.
Okay, well, you know what? I commend you because I did not hear you crunch. I just heard you chew.
Right. I was trying to be real. But then y'all caught me with a question right as I put the last word in my mouth, like, oh, shit.
But I did not, especially for Doritos, I would have thought you was eating a sandwich or something because I ain't hear no crunch.
No, see, I know how to eat Doritos.
You hear the crunch.
I can hear it.
All right,
he's scared with his mouth.
Ooh, look at you.
hold on.
I'll drink to that.
Marcus, darling. Hey, Cass.
Yes.
I don't have any panties on.
Oh, you don't.
He's so
well,
sure.
I sure know. Oh, Miss Peaches, I gotta let you know. SinCityRadio.net is officially dead.
What you mean?
It's no longer in it. We're no longer in existence. I was the bee cut us off.
Why? What happened?
They
was getting too much internet pussy.
Maybe.
Wait a minute. You being for real? Because no more Super City on Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
No, I mean
the website.
No, we're still, baby, you're on the show now. So we still here.
The site is shut down. Oh, no more site?
Yeah, the website.
So we can't look at each other on the internet no more?
Not right now. Now, what we doing, we coming up with something new. We finna come up with something new and approved. And as soon as we hit it, we going to let y'all know what it is.
All right. That'll work. Because we had some fun on the internet. Yeah, that's the problem. He's like, these niggas here is getting too much. I never seen so much pussy on one site that was free in my life. Yeah, it was going down in the chat room.
Yeah, motherfuckers were hating. You know, motherfuckers were hating. Motherfuckers hating. And,
oh, yeah, we always
know.
Gonna have somebody hating.
You know how it is. But like I said, we're going to come back bigger, badder, and stronger.
Dave was on that motherfucker with cum shots and motherfuckers on there with tongue and ass and shit. I was being sarcastic, but Cass like, ooh, I didn't see that.
Well, Dave was a bad motherfucker.
I know.
He could take a picture and bust another at the same time.
Oh.
That's some serious ass multitasking. I couldn't do it.
Father Time, you was really missed. I missed your voice.
Oh, thank you. I was back now.
I see. I'm so happy now. The whole train is back together again.
Yeah, no, I got to renegotiate my contract. Well, put me on vacation
hey,
without
Cass,
pay.
Did you, okay, did y'all do the, did you sing? I mean, did I miss the singing?
Yeah, you missed all that last week.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're going to have to give it to me.
Nah, it's too late. Yes. It was one time deal.
Yes, go ahead and sing right now for us.
It was one time deal.
Sing
for me,
Kevin.
If you wasn't here last week.
Why you munching on your Doritos? I wonder who recorded it. I need to hear that.
Well, all you got to do is archive the show.
That's all you got to do.
Is do what?
Archive the show. Right now, you go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/SinCityRadio. You can archive our show.
Well, you know that's too much for me. I get it from you.
See, Father Time, this is exactly what I'm talking about. When I asked you earlier, when I said you don't think too long, people don't have a tendency, if it's longer than what they think, that's too many letters.
Man, it's not that long. And it ain't no longer than anything else.
I didn't say it was that long. I just said it's too much for me to remember right now. You know I'm young.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me ask, though. I just to get a feel on this. Okay, if we come out with another one and we name it SinCityRadioShow.com, would you type it in?
Yeah, type it in, then bookmark it, so you'll never have to type it in again.
Well, you
Amen.
Know,
all right now, girl, teach me. Teach
and
me.
I wish more people were born computer literate like that, but a lot of people ain't. And they'd be like,
right,
oh,
I put it in my favorites. I just told them. I know I learned how to put it in my favorites now. Or that, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, all right, I was just making sure. I just wanted to get opinions, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I got you. And look, for your Sin City Radio listeners, this is a public service announcement. If you are not computer literate, we are more than happy to take classes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Okay, it's going to be a small fee, but we will hook you up.
And there you have it.
There you have it.
And there it is.
All right, I ain't did this in a while, so I'm gonna go down the line. I'm gonna start with you, Miss Peaches. Anything exciting went on with you in the last week? And don't be talking about Granny Cane. Don't be talking about Granny came over. We want to hear some good shit. We don't want to hear no bullshit. We don't want to hear nothing about no chicken pot pie you cook.
Honestly, last week, yeah, I had a good week. I really did. I got with an old friend, and we had a good time. We had a very, very good time. I mean, excellent good time.
Peaches.
And what?
Peaches. This is Sand City Radio. This is Sand City Radio. Did you fuck?
Details, nigga, details.
Yes. No. Let me take that back. We made love.
Get into it. What happened? I mean, damn.
Okay. We came over. I cooked dinner, of course, and made some dessert. And, you know, then we start foreplaying and, you know, having fun, put some music on. He had his drink. And, I don't drink or smoke, so, you know, I let him do his thing. And then we got in the bedroom, and then he just, you know, ate it up like, you know, it wasn't nothing else to eat up in the room. And blew his mind like I always do because I'm the best. And
Say his name.
I'll text you.
Say his name.
I can't do that. I ain't going to put him out there like that, but you know who it is, so you ain't got to say nothing either. But anyway, let me finish telling you.
Hold on. We are going to see his name. You got to say his name. Don't act like your phone ain't working. Say his name.
Alan.
That ain't his name.
Technically, that is his name. That's his middle name.
But you ain't going to say his name.
But it was good because it's been a while. And it's been like almost, 3 months? So it was well worth it. It was well worth the wait, you know. That's what friends do for each other.
Okay, now this is my last time asking. You going to say his name? I mean, he did all that, but you can't say. You can't send a shout-out on
Sin
City to him?
No, he don't need no shout-out.
Why not?
Because he don't.
The motherfuckers killed me talking all
he,
that shit.
Just know that it was worth it.
It'll be the biggest sissies on here. But anyway, I digress.
Okay, you know what his name was? His name was Cass.
No, it wasn't. What?
Yes, it was. Why are you lying? It's okay to tell him now.
Oh, really? Not just for that.
It was Cass, y'all, for real. It was Cass.
I'm finna call his name out. Matter of fact, I got his number. I'm finna call him since you want to play games.
You bet not.
You want to play a game? It was who then? Who was it then?
Okay, it was Cass, why are you doing this to me?
Oh, you just
I thought you loved me.
Nah. You just tried to throw me up under the bus and say it was me. Nah, okay.
Where was you? I thought you loved me.
All right, don't worry about it because I'm calling right now. So,
Yeah, I'm going to kick you. Wait till tomorrow.
I mean, you want to call his name out or you want to go there or do I need to call him?
Cass, don't do baby like that.
Don't worry about it. I'm tired of this shit. Play games.
I'm about to kick your...
Want to play games.
Cass. Yes, oh, stop playing.
All right,
I told you his name.
In the meantime, yeah, you told me his name. Okay, in the meantime, look at Stone. How your week been?
Man, I've been having a fucked up week, but shit, you know what?
Oh, baby.
Yeah, but fuck it. Shit, life. Don't stop. So I make the
all
best.
Right.
Got to make the best of.
Go ahead.
That's where I'm at.
All right, y'all hold on.
Uh-oh. Yes.
What? I ain't never heard nobody's phone ring this long.
I'm gonna tell you, hang up.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 317459563 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Yo, what's up, dog? Hey, check this out, man. I'm calling you for my radio show. If somebody wants to give you a shout-out, man, so, yeah, I'm going to let her give you a shout-out. Hello? Oh, well, I guess you don't want to give a shout out right now. So I'll get back with you later, bro. I'm going to holler at you. Just so you was on the radio.
I'm
going
to kick your butt. I am going to kick you.
Play no games with me, man. All right. Don't play no games.
I got you when I sit on me. Oh, I got you.
Today, how was your week?
Hey. Oh my God.
My week was good.
No, really, no. Thank you, though, for all the time. You know what?
What up?
The time this, it's like she knows. She knows. Well, she, I don't know, like she don't talk to us no more. You know that, dog? Have you noticed that?
She's been quiet lately, man.
I mean, she know when we ask how her weekend went or how her week goes. She knows. She know we want to know the juicy shit. You see how she playing?
Oh, it was nice.
Well, no, man. She been late lately. Ain't been coming to work. Even
what you saying? Coming to work?
Called no showed a couple of times.
Whatever.
What's going on, man?
Y'all can't jump off of her. She got her reason.
Time to renegotiate.
I've been on a business trip. I've been to Canada. I've been to... I done got fucked from dick this week. Shit. That's inevitable. That's all the time.
That's inevitable. God damn.
That's when you know a motherfucker is
tough. Hey, I got to use that. You got to suck my dick. It's inevitable.
But you know what? I found out today. I was like, I must be getting old, or my jaw muscles are starting to weaken because I just felt like I was not up to par today. I don't know what was going on today. I mean, I sucked it good. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to belittle myself and say she didn't like it. But I was just like, I just can't believe that my jaws were getting weak like that. I mean,
I got to tell you what to do to keep them strong.
Well, before you tell her that, this probably was the problem.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Too much.
Who is it?
Yeah, I've been expecting a big dick, so I just didn't understand what was going on today. I got to get back to sucking on my popsicles and stuff. The coldness in my jaws.
Okay, I gotta ask this, and I'm gonna ask you, Janae, since you just said it. Do y'all really practice? I mean, like with popsicles and all that shit. Do you really practice?
I do.
I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna tell you straight like this, okay? You ain't seen shit until you seen liquor store. You the sucker.
Touche. Same here, baby. Same here. Make your damn toes curl.
Okay, so I know that y'all do shit like to tease us, like with the suckers and the pickles and all that shit. But, no, honestly, y'all really practice this shit? Y'all really, like,
fucking?
You have to eat no pickle. That pickle going to be down my throat. I mean,
no, that's
it.
Now, you might have a deeper throat than me, but I get the job of booty.
You're right. I'm like, God, yeah.
Hey, I can't hurt.
I'm going to move that pickle. Don't you start no shit with me. You sit there and talk about... No, seriously. In time, I got to ask you. You sitting there, and this motherfucker puts a pickle down her throat. What are you going to do?
I don't know, man. I'll be amazed. Like, wow.
Did you
see the chick with the balloon?
Huh?
Did you see old girl with the balloon? Did anybody see her?
Yes. Oh, my God. How did she really do that and swallow that balloon?
Did you see that shit? That shit was amazing.
Yes, on Facebook. Oh, my God.
Well, now, you know we had that on the old site. We had that on Spruce. Remember I uploaded that on Spruce.
Like, where did it go? She's a bad one. I take my hat off to her. She's the baddest. I take my hat off to her. I give her credit when credit is due, and I take my hat off to her because ain't no way I could have did that.
That's seriously though. Simon, you sitting there, and she looking at you, and she pushes this pickle all the way down her throat. You just going to say, wow?
Nah, I'm like, can I get some of that?
How you going to get some of that?
No, you vice versa, Cass. He'll be asking her, "Well, can I get some of that? Like you doing that pickle?"
I want to hear what Tama gonna say to her. What you gonna say to her, dog? She looking you straight in your eyes. She looking you straight in your eyes, dog. And she pushed that motherfucker down her throat and then pop it back out. Unscathed.
I just dropped my pants, man, and see what happened.
That's the answer. I knew he still had it in him. That's the answer I knew he was going to get.
Go, Father Time. Go ahead.
I mean, my thing is this. If you sitting there looking at me and you doing this shit, you're doing this to arouse me. Am I right?
Right.
I could just be practicing.
Practicing? Don't practice.
Or she could just be doing it just to be doing it.
practice in front of me. You better get some real practice in. You better get
some
drills
pickle.
In.
I might want to eat a pickle that night.
Yeah,
all right.
But I mean,
what you say to eat a pickle is not the same thing as to swallow a pickle. Now that's just not the same thing. That's not the same.
Well,
no,
I
got to suck on it for a minute first. You just can't eat a pickle. You got to caress it and suck it and do all that to it first. Suck the
juice out
of
it. Now we all know.
Before you even bite into it.
I know Father Time. I know him. I mean, I know he's not that type of guy. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. So he might not, he probably ain't going to just drop his pants because he's not a disrespectful type of guy. I pretty much tell you what he's going to do.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
You're doing that.
Now, Cass, what would you do? Cass, what would you do in that situation?
Don't fuck around and be a victim of date rape.
You
hold on. Yeah, I wish you would sit there just sucking on a pickle and you staring at me. I don't give a fuck if we in a bus station, a motherfucking shit, Home Depot.
That's the best place to do it at, in the parking lot.
Hey, I'm talking about in the store. Shit.
Go down in there, too. Go down aisle three. Go down aisle three.
So you messed up the dick in the store before the speeches?
I would do it. You remember I told you that's one of my goals?
You know what? I've never had that done. I've never had my dick sucked in the store.
You got to try it, because I know that's my goal. As soon as I find somebody bold enough to do it.
How the fuck you going to get away with that shit? You can't get away with that shit. Motherfuckers walking around looking at shit. Somebody go
sit. No, but hold on. Hold on, dog. I want to go to a Home Depot or something like that, where they got the lawn, the patio furniture, and shit sitting out. Just sit on that motherfucker and just be
straight
head.
Up.
Yep. Both of y'all be going to be looking for bail money.
You gonna have on the
I know. Right. You looking like
it'd be worth it though. It'd be worth it. At least I can say I did it. You gonna tell the people?
Right.
You gonna tell them? Look, this is for practical purposes. Now I'm testing your shit. I'm testing your shit. That's what you gonna put that on the back. This is
right.
I am a secret shopper, nigga, and this is how we test your shit. You. Looking out for your best interest, cuz.
I'm walking that motherfucker where I got retarded or something, just so I can get the fuck
off. So if it happened in Home Depot, how would you react afterwards?
What you mean? Would you sit in the damn jail cell? Afterwards.
No, afterwards, will you go home and finish it? Will we go home and get busy? Or will you just be like, you know, good looking out?
You ain't going
home.
What part of you not going
straight
home?
What'd you say, Papa?
Well,
let me on the Home Depot and I'm walking around my store and I see a motherfucker over there getting broke off. Both of you motherfuckers going to jail and I'm pressing charges.
Well, what a
pressing charges and you ain't getting none.
Goddamn right, not in my store.
Right. Oh, fuck.
Took that shit to the bathroom. Y'all sitting on my patio. I'm trying to sell this shit.
Hey, Nick. Well, what if we say we buy it? Will we be all right?
Hell no. Well, if you buying it, I'm making an excuse it.
Okay. Hang on, brother. Look, man. If you look the other way, man, she'll hook you up next. Okay, you stupid.
Hey, do that motherfucker like the Dave Chappelle, chop him in the throat. Run, baby. Get the hauling ass up out of there.
I'm damn sure calling. Somebody dial 911. These motherfuckers have lost their damn mind.
Oh, you call it because we done got away and you didn't get your dicks up.
Hey.
Why you can't call? Because you too busy watching.
Yeah, go on over there
now. Make sure I can tell the police where y'all went. when y'all left.
So
that's why I was watching.
I'm keeping my eye on them.
Mm-hmm.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
He'd be telling his employee, God damn it, knock on the door before you come in. Shit.
Right.
Hey, man, Mr. Tom, what you doing? What you doing? Ah, God damn it. I'm in here without knocking. Shit.
I'm doing the book. I'm doing the book.
Oh, that's that tape from 3 months ago. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, nah. Hey, man, I looked at that picture today, dog, with that guy with that mattress on his head, man. I just bust out laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. That's damn Father Time, boy. Father Time said he going to take the matches if he catches.
Yeah, that picture was funny as hell. I got a great laugh off of it.
I know, right?
Hey.
He just can't help it.
You know what? Hey, Father. Hey, Tom. Check this out, man. I had a conversation earlier. And I'm going to ask you, man, how do you feel about the young men of today? Do you feel like they don't have any backbone?
I think they all punks.
You do.
I told you.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, because I really feel like the young men of today, and when it comes to women, they're punks. They're punks.
I
hope you're not a young man. No, I seriously feel like the young men of today, when it comes down to women, they're punks. It's like,
oh yeah,
like we grew up in the era where Timer, you can attest to this. You know, my old man was a motherfucker. He was a motherfucker, and Father Time will tell y'all, he was. He was a motherfucker. But, nevertheless, he was the man of the house. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, you're breaking up, man. Somebody breaking up.
Okay. He was the man of the house. Regardless to how fucked up his ways was or how much bad shit he might have did, he was the man of the house. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, these men, it's like, man, where the fuck is your backbone at? I mean, granted, I'm not telling you to put your hands on no woman. I'm not telling you you got to cuss at them and all this shit, but damn, stand up and be a man.
Motherfuckers,
ain't
nothing wrong with a little cussing every once in a while, man.
You're right.
She need to hear that shit every once in a while.
Don't cuss at me.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, maybe I might have to cuss to get my point across. What I'm saying, man, these motherfuckers, man, they let these women run over them. They run over them. And like I was told earlier, shit, the women are becoming the motherfucking head of the house.
You know why that is? You know why that is?
Because they punk.
Well, that plus it's a bigger reason, dog. Technically, man, it's our generation's fault. To be honest with you, it's our generation's fault, man, because motherfuckers our age, they wasn't around. They wasn't being fathers to these little young motherfuckers, so they don't know no better.
True.
You know what I mean?
But if you got a man, you want your man. I don't want me no punk. I want a man in my life. I want a man to tell me, you know, not necessarily tell me what to do, but just be there for me and be like, be the man. You know, you make the money, give it here. I go pay the bills and, you know, shut up and treat me like I'm a dog, but, you know what I'm saying, be a man. Shit, have a backbone. I don't want nobody where I can come in the house and take over. Sit your ass and go somewhere. Leave me alone. Go play your video games.
That's not what I'm talking about. That has nothing to do with it. The thing is, if you raised by your mom, you know, most kids nowadays are raised by their mom. Most, you know, most people don't have the two parent homes anymore and all that bullshit. But
yeah,
your mom's can't teach you how to be a man. I'm sorry, she can't, because she don't know how to be a man herself. So how can she teach you? So if
and
you
I
grew
agree
up
with you
without
on that.
That, you grew up without that male figure. All you know is your mom ways. That's all you know.
Yeah, but now our generation, we had somebody, whether it was that uncle, somebody was there. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, but I'm saying once we grew up, we forgot about it. We wasn't around for our kids or our nephews. You know what I mean? We didn't give a fuck. I'm not saying me and you, but I'm saying our generation.
Yeah,
we grew up with uncles. We had uncles. We had male figures in our lives.
Right.
You know what I mean? These kids nowadays, they don't have that. They don't got no male figures. It's just mom. That's all they know is their mama.
Yeah, but
you know what
then,
I mean?
and a lot of cases, though, I see a lot of situations where the women try to, like, how can I put this? Like, the women feel like, okay, I got the power. I got the power, so I'm going to display the power, you know? And, like, and don't get me wrong, ladies, don't get me wrong, but, like, men and women used to have arguments back then, but all that, I'm finna send your punk ass to jail and all that, I didn't hear none of that. I didn't hear none of that. I didn't hear that.
Right.
And I know it's probably been times where, shit, that motherfucker probably needed to go to jail. But, shit.
Yeah.
If the neighbor called the police, and I couldn't understand it when I was younger, and the police would come to the house, and my mother would be like, nah, there's no disturbance here. You know, because it's like, damn. You know, like, damn. But now, it's like, I'm calling the police. I'm doing it. Y'all get to argument. Motherfucker, call the police. Come on.
You know why these young dudes give the women the power? It goes back
why
to what I said earlier. Because who had the power in their crib when they was growing up? They mama. So
right.
They used to deceive power to the woman. They're used to it.
Okay,
I can give you that one.
But I mean, it's just sad, man. It's sad to see that these, you know, that these being nowadays is so fucking soft. I mean, damn.
You know,
and it's like, go ahead.
I was gonna say, you know, but it's like from that extreme to the complete opposite, because it's like there's not a whole lot of togetherness in the household anymore. So it's either like one person. Either the man is, like you said, they punks, or they're beating on them. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's no in the middle. Like, you know what I mean? Nowadays, you know what I'm saying? It's one end of the spectrum or the other. And it's like, you know, people are not trying to do things necessarily as a unit anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because she got a good job, or she, you know, she's making a lot of money or whatever, and so she's Miss Independent. Or he's hustling, or he's making the money, you know what I mean? It's like everybody is out for themselves. And nobody is, really, you know what I'm saying, it's not a whole lot of togetherness no more.
Excuse me. Don't be putting my name in that category, because I do for all my loved ones. Thank you.
Okay,
Kevin, I was a single parent, and I understand what you're saying, because I raised my two boys by myself. You know, with no man around. And it's true. I can't show them the man part of a figure to do what they need to do as a man, but I did a damn good job.
Well, you know what? You can do a good job. But the only way you can do a good job, though, is the type of motherfuckers that you fuck with when they was growing up.
Right. And see, I never hardly brought no niggas around mine when I was out there. You know what I'm saying? The only ones they seen was my husband. And after that, that was it. So they can't say, oh, I thought that was my uncle. No, I didn't play them type of games. I don't play with my kids' life like that. like some girls, oh, that's your uncle, but why is uncle in the bed with you? You know what I'm saying? Because I know people who did that, and I got on them and told them that's wrong. You don't do your child like that. Messing up their minds and stuff. Just don't bring them niggas around. You're supposed to always do your dirt at the hotels or at they play. You don't bring that stuff to your crib.
I don't know if I've been called an uncle or cousin or not. I don't know if I did, I didn't know about it.
Right.
I don't even think people do that shit anymore. I think everything is so wide open. These kids ain't as, they ain't as dumb as we was.
Hell no. My four-year-old was in there on the damn computer. And I'm like, do you see that he is operating the fucking computer, like, all by himself? Like, ain't nobody, he, like, he recognizes all his shapes and shit. And apparently, you know, he's seen us do it enough to where he knows that, you know what I mean, the shape that goes in this direction does that, and the shape that goes in that direction does that. And he was in there, man. That's why I got locks on everything. My grandkids can't get in nothing.
If they
want to
get in there, they're
going to
get in there.
Well, hell no. Now that you got my code, I got it on my TV and on my computer because they always want to get on the internet and watch videos. Nah, what you need to watch videos for? What you want? Go on that cartoon site that I set up for y'all on what y'all call it, Nick's Jr. and Nickelodeon and all that stuff. There you go. You can have it.
When your ass, you can't get it on my computer. Porn like a motherfucker.
My baby's on Netflix, and we have.
They already know the passwords. It's been the same password for the last 20 years. They ain't done.
Y'all heard those gunshots?
The point is, I mean.
Did y'all hear those gunshots?
What?
Y'all heard them on the floor.
I heard them. All the way in Minnesota. Yep, I heard them. Every last one of them. Pop, pop,
I'm
pop.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Y'all get down. They shooting outside.
Right.
What the hell, I'm going to hear some damn gunshots.
That sound like that was off of Menhofer somewhere.
I mean, if y'all did work a lot, would y'all stop working as much for your family if they asked you to?
I would.
Hell no.
With me working less, is the bill still going to get took care of?
Right.
I mean, like, you know, say I'm working two jobs. I really don't need that second job.
Okay.
And like, you know, if your significant other just be like, you know what, you've been gone too much, you need to, you know, be home a little bit more, spend time with us, you know, would you give that up?
Yeah, I would quit that job. I mean, if it's not going... If me quitting this job not going to affect nothing to the point where we can still keep it moving, we can still keep everything going, then, yeah, I quit.
Okay.
You know what? A sad reality for some people is they work so much because that's like daytime away from home. Like, they would rather be at work.
I just
want to
say that.
Well, that's because they're not happy at home. That's all that is. Motherfucker work like that, he ain't happy at home.
I don't care. Eight extra days, baby. He like, wait a minute. How do you go from seven?
If you ain't happy, tell me if you're not happy. Talk to me. That's what communication falls in. And a lot of people do not have communication. Communication and trust is the first top priority in a relationship. And if you ain't got no communication, you ain't got nothing. So if you're not happy, you let me know that you're not happy. You tell me what I'm not doing right to make you uncomfortable to where you can't even come home to your own home and be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? That's some BS right there. I'm not going to come home to my own castle and I can't be comfortable. What's going on?
Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey.
This man.
Hey,
Father.
Hey,
how you doing? Hey, lady, how you doing?
Who is this?
Sam.
What's happening, Sam?
Nothing. How you doing? Good to hear you back.
Thank you.
But I agree. That's all I wanted to say. Yeah, you was missed.
I archived the show last week. I think my name was mentioned like one time the whole show. I'm like, God damn.
Well, I wasn't on there.
I was going to say my name one time at the beginning of the show. I didn't get a shout out at the end.
Oh, poor baby. Well, Peaches gave it to you.
Some people gave you all kinds of love on the site. I don't know who they were, okay, but some people. All right, just let's just put
y'all.
That out there, okay?
You are not off the
chair. Thank y'all, thank y'all.
Oh, you're welcome, Pooka.
All right, yeah, that motherfucker, all right. Yeah, well, shit. What was Sam saying?
No, I just said I agree. I mean, communication is the thing. If once it's a breakdown of communication, it's a breakdown in whatever, you know, whether it's a relationship, a partnership, or just anything. But that's
I just
right.
I think trust is the most important thing.
No, it's not.
But if
well,
you're
not
when you
first meet somebody,
if you're
you
not communicating.
Somebody, to build on something, you have to have communication. And to even build on trust,
thank
you have to
you.
Have communication.
No. If I can't trust you, how the hell am I going to talk to you? How can I trust that you're going
to keep
First of
all, you can't start talking to somebody because of a physical connection.
If you don't trust her, you don't need to be with her.
Okay, well, we
got to
go one at a time, please.
Okay, if you don't trust her, you don't need to be with her. That's it right there. That's still communication. If she did something that you didn't like, you should have been that man and came to her and told her. And if she didn't like something that you did, she should have been that woman and came to you and told you. All right, for example,
you
I was like,
Father
Time, baby, I don't like the way you be working all these hours and not, you know, spending time at home. We don't do anything no more together. So I would like for us to start going back out to dinner and going out, you know. Okay, we ain't got to go out every weekend or every night. Just, you know, every blue moon, let's start doing things together again.
Well, I mean,
sure
if we at the point where I'm working all day and not coming home, I don't trust your ass anyway.
Okay, but
you've done something to make me not trust you no more.
Exactly. But that trust has to come an action. I mean, communication
right.
is something else. It could be verbal or nonverbal. Listening skills is probably the best
right.
communication tool you can have. So you saw something to knock off that trust, or you heard something to knock off that trust. So it was a form of communication.
Right.
So
communication
well, okay,
is
right.
first.
Let me give you an example.
Or lack thereof. Because I feel what you're saying, like, how can I, if I don't trust you, how can I talk to you? But it goes both ways. If you can't talk to
okay.
me, how can you trust
Hold
me?
On.
You know, if
Hold
we
on.
Can't open up to
you.
Right.
Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Hello, caller. All are
ready.
I guess they don't want to talk.
Well, if you don't want to talk, don't push one.
All right.
So, Father Time, answer that question for me. So, if you communicating, and we're not communicating because you don't trust me, then how will I know anything unless you communicate with me? I mean, you have to give me an example.
If I'm not talking to you, then apparently there's something going on.
But what is it? That's what I'm saying.
We don't need
communication
for that. We don't need no communication. If I'm not communicating with you at all, you know something's going on.
Well,
I need to know what it
is. Yeah, breakdown of trust started from somewhere. So it had to start from somewhere. It broke down.
Right. I don't know. Why are you not talking
to
me? What did I do wrong? What did you hear?
Well, I mean, I understand y'all's question, but the best way I can answer it is I still think trust is the most important thing in a relationship. If I can't trust you, then, if I can't trust you, how can I talk to you? How can I believe that maybe I might, okay, I'm with my woman, and let's say we're talking about you, dog. I may say something to her from your past, you know what I mean? I'm telling her this, and then she turn around. And tell your woman, where's the trust at? I'm telling you something in confidence.
Okay, well, if you and your significant other is having pillow talk, then that's a breakdown of trust right there between you and her. So it's some kind of way that effective communication was not there. So if y'all having pillow talk
right.
and she go back and tell the other person what you're saying, that's a breakdown between you and her. And, okay, yeah, it could start, like you said, It could be trust. I mean, communication is one of the most important things in a relationship. That's my
right.
opinion. And
well,
and
right.
your opinion
my
can be trust. But it has to start somewhere.
If she come back and she come back and she telling some shit on me, I would hope you would grab her and tell her.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Too late. She not already told.
I agree with you, Father.
Now break it down for him, Janine. Break it down. You're good at breaking my shit down a little bit better than me. So go for
it. For me, it's only because I understand communication is important, but if I don't trust you, it don't matter if we communicate, because I'm not going to believe nothing you say, because
exactly.
I don't trust
okay.
you. Like, I had somebody who, yeah, we talked, we had good communication at first, but then when I learned that everything he said was a lie, he destroyed the trust. I don't trust nothing you say if everything that come out of your mouth is a lie. So now everything has broken down, the trust, communication, everything.
Well, why not leave the past in the past? See, the past always come back and
it's not the past. I wouldn't let the past interfere with my future.
That's just what type of person I'm. That whatever happened in your past, that was with you and whoever else. But you with me now, so
not
I don't care.
If they lied to you, how is? Okay, you misunderstanding what she's saying.
I'm not saying I'm carrying it forward into a new relationship. I'm saying I just think trust is more important because you have certain people that even though you might have good communication with that person may be suave, smooth. And talk their ass off. But if everything that's coming out of their mouth is a lie, that breaks down
right.
the trust. Because they ain't nothing but liars. The communication don't mean nothing.
Right.
But you know what?
Right.
If you're in a relationship with somebody, the first thing you do, you talk to that person. They make
know
you
that.
Know
exactly.
a person immediately when you start talking to them. Whether they are – you know 100% about what that person is. So the first thing they did to you or said to you was a lie in some kind of way in the very, very beginning. Now, if you chose to continue that on, you knew that breakdown was going to occur.
Right.
So, I'm not saying as soon as you start communicating with her. If that person is smooth enough,
a liar.
If that person is smooth enough,
if you don't find out
that that person is a liar, it could be a whole year from now before you start finding out that everything they're saying is a lie. It could be a year.
But you know what?
The
hardest thing for a person to believe is the truth. So, You don't know. I mean, I'm not going to go in there and say everything you're saying is a lie. I don't know. I'm not – if I got to go up behind it and try to find out if everything you're saying to me is true, I don't need to be with you. So that's going to cut off the relationship right there.
Right.
So I just said in a relationship, the most important thing between – I mean, you have to know your roles and you have to play your position. So the first thing is effective communication. I'm not talking about nobody running game and nobody lying or nothing. I'm talking about relationship. The most it has to be because trust is to me is up there with love. So I don't know.
What's
I
love got to do with
it differently. I think
love got
love.
A lot to do with it.
Yeah,
love and feelings got a lot to do with it.
We're talking about a relationship. We're not talking about somebody who's just trying to talk and run game. You know that. You know that automatically. And if you choose to continue doing that, then fine.
Right.
Well, if you've been lying to me
you
from
know,
the beginning, how the hell can I trust you? I don't care how long we've been together. Once I find out you lied to me,
okay,
ain't no more trust. Ain't no more
so
communication.
It comes with communication. Everybody has communication styles. Now, you can be in the kindergarten level or you can be in the college grade level. If I'm going to talk to you, you have to be on my level. So I'm going to automatically know if you're lying to me, whether I say something or not. I'm choosing
all
to
right.
go ahead and continue this relationship.
That's not true.
Preach.
That is not true.
That
is
true.
I think everybody is on a different level.
Somebody,
you have to be on the same
I understand
level.
If somebody on a certain level, just because I could say I have a master's degree and somebody has, you know, they just have their high school diploma, don't mean I could be able to talk to this person and just say, I know when you're lying. I was in a relationship with somebody for 4 years. After a while, after a long time, it didn't just happen instantaneously or after a year. After a while, his lies started trickling out. That's just how it was. And then you start realizing, oh, this motherfucker don't do shit but lie. That's when it don't matter in regards with the communication. He had good communication. We spoke very well with one another. I thought what he was telling me was the truth and that I could trust him, but he was just a liar. So when it boils down to it, it's really, can I really trust you? Trust that you actually going to be telling me the truth. Or the communication that, oh, is the communication we have that really truthful between us. So that's why I just say it's the trust.
I agree.
And I can communicate with somebody very well. I communicate with somebody very well, but that don't mean what I'm truly saying to them is trustworthy or if I'm really being honest.
With your line is.
Right. Exactly. I'm not going into a relationship, first of all, just thinking everything you're saying to me is a lie. I mean, if you got a lie to talk to me, then something wrong with you. But I'm a no.
Yeah, it is.
Hold on. Let me cut everybody off. Sin, I'm going to ask you one question. Now, for what you just said a second ago, you're telling me that a man ain't never lied to you?
Oh, shit, not just a man. Everybody lies. Come on now.
Okay.
But that's
right.
I never said lying. I said effective communication. I didn't say anything about lying.
Right.
Well, I thought a second ago you just said you don't get in a relationship when a man lied to you. And I'm pretty sure a man has lied to you and you got in a relationship with that man. You may have not caught his lie at the beginning, but sooner or later, you caught the motherfucker up in a lie somewhere.
But you give trust in the beginning. You have to earn it. I give you trust until you give me a reason not to trust you.
Right, exactly. I'm not saying that nobody not going to lie. I'm not using lie as a boundary on a relationship. I said effective communication. Now, if that person is coming to you talking game, then that's not effective. That's just game.
But how do you know? You don't know that in the beginning.
Can we all agree that, okay, neither is necessarily more important? They're kind of like they go hand in hand. I mean, maybe it is just me, but I feel like you know what I'm saying, there has to be a balance. There has to, like, those two things go hand in hand. Communication ain't shit without trust, and trust ain't shit without communication. So it's like that's one. That's one thing. You know what I'm saying? That's like one of those things where you use a backslash, right, because they go together. You know what I mean?
I don't think you can have nothing in a relationship without trust. Everything else is secondary. Because if you can't trust a person you with, how in the hell are you going to be happy? I don't care how good y'all talk to each other. Y'all can communicate all fucking day, but if you don't trust, can I ask one question?
I mean, how do you build trust if you don't communicate? I mean, if I meet you and we talk, then I mean, we got to build trust from somewhere. I mean,
right.
Don't you build trust from communicating?
I guess from his lies.
if you're telling me lies, then I know I need to cut all communication off with you. But I mean, in order to build a trust, you got to communicate. So yeah, I guess they do kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, in all reality, when you first meet somebody, something about that person is a lie. You know what I'm saying? Period. It's like if I got on a fucking Wonder Bra, you know what I'm saying? But in reality, when I take that bitch off, my titty sack down to my knees, I lied. Or
false flagging.
Or if you
If you
I know what
boss,
you're saying, exactly.
If you have a bald spot in the top of your head and the whole first, you know what I'm saying, like you never take your hat off, and I don't find out until shit one day I sneak in the shower with some shit on, you know what I mean? You lie. It's a simple thing, but it's a lie.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Why does nigga
right.
don't never take his hat off? Or why come you don't never
Turn
take
the
your...
light on.
Right. Or how come you don't never take your bra off? Why you don't never want me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't never, I have never seen you without a bra. We've been together for 3 months, you know what I'm saying? We've been fucking and fucking, and you don't never take your bra off. I don't want
oh.
you to know that my titties back down to my knees. I want you to believe that
what?
They are up to my chin.
No, hold
okay.
on.
Okay.
Hold on. I think you got something there. I think you got something there. Because I met this one chick
All right.
and she would never take her bra off. I mean, she would get butt booty ass naked, but she would not take that bra off. Oh,
well,
damn.
How did you suck the titties?
I didn't. I was just saying, I used to tell him that motherfucker would not take that bra off. And then I would just pop them out. Mm-mm. I started getting upset about it.
Maybe
like,
she
hey,
had,
I,
like, three
I'm
nipples
on.
Or something. Shit, you never
I,
know.
And
right,
I told her, I said it's going to become a problem. I'm a breast man. I like to see breasts. You know what I'm saying? No,
we know.
Shut up. But, hey, quit talking like you know me. You don't know me. Stop saying that.
Whatever.
So I'm just saying. So is that the secret? I mean, because I'm really like, damn. Like,
let me ask a question. Why you men don't like taking off your socks? Everybody got quiet, girls. I think I hit something.
You
I
know
don't
what,
make
no
question.
But I hope they take off their socks when they take a shower with me. So
right,
okay.
That don't make no sense. What man don't take his socks off?
No, I'm just saying, I know some people...
Don't
take their socks
now,
off, and then I found out, and I found out why they don't take their socks off.
You talking about during sex?
During sex, and you know, going to the bathroom, and don't want nobody in there with you. I mean, what you got to hide? I mean, if you got a feet fungus, then let me know so I know to keep my shoes on so I don't walk on your floor. Come on now.
Nah,
I'm just
no
saying, it ain't happened to me. I just know somebody like that.
I ain't got no feet fungus, but I'm not. I would be like, I don't take my socks off. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't
I
take my socks
don't.
Off. Don't. Whoa, hold on. See, you keep
Ooh.
Trying to say that. I'm saying that like that. Because you keep trying to say stuff like that. You stop. Oh, you know what? I know.
Kaz, we talk like brothers and sisters every day. You and me. So you
I'm
know me
saying,
a little bit more than I knew
you
a bit more. So come
like,
on now.
You can't be saying stuff like that because people be like, oh, wait a minute. What the fuck? Hold on.
Let them think what they want to think. You know, my brother. Let them think what they want to think. You my brother.
But I ain't never told you I don't take my socks off. Stop that.
Yes, you did.
But,
you better quit drinking.
You know,
you better quit drinking.
You know what? I promise you I'm going to make that mm-hmm. phone call. I promise you I'm going to make that phone call. Matter of fact,
don't
I'm
you dare!
My phone. No, you keep fucking with me. You keep fucking with me. I
told you I owed you one. I told you I was gonna get you back. Now.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I mean, do it bother women that we don't take our socks off? Because I don't.
Hell yeah! I want to see you all. I want to see you nude.
I mean, I keep my socks on if I'm walking across the a hardwood floor and it's cold outside. Well,
yeah,
that's
sleep
in those socks.
It don't bother me. Mm-hmm. If you got steel-toe boots and you working all day in them boots and stuff and your feet is hard and your feet ain't been soaked, I don't want your feet touching me. So
right.
I don't have a problem with
it. I don't have hard feet. I just don't.
I will give you a pedicure and a heartbeat.
Okay.
Exactly.
I don't
That's
care.
My
Except
job.
My feet the way they are, goddamn. If you don't like my feet, then you don't like me.
Well, you know what? Before I got married, my husband he never took off his socks, and then when he broke it down to me, is he didn't want to put back on dirty socks. So that was the reason behind that. But at the same time, I didn't care.
That's a good answer.
Now, if he was at home,
well,
that would work.
I'm not
going to
sit here and lie.
Drugs,
here lie.
I said, before we got married.
Before we got married.
I know, right?
I'm not asking you. I'm asking the lady. Janine, does that bother you, Socks?
Nope.
Okay. Liquor store. Do Socks bother you?
Nah, they don't bother me. I mean, I would like to see all of you, and I mean shit. But
all
if
right.
if you're not comfortable with that, I'm not going to press the issue.
Right.
Now, I might convince you somehow. I'm hitting to that.
All right. Okay. Everybody that listens to this show, I mean, everybody that's been on this show, if you've been on the show long enough, you know I do have a foot fetish. I do. I mean, if you got pretty feet, I want to see them. So,
let me ask you a question, because everybody don't have pretty feet, okay? So if she don't have pretty feet, but she keeps them up, is that on the same level?
Oh, okay. Now, what's your definition of not having pretty feet?
In all honesty,
if you got
corn
calluses and knuckles, then
let's just say if they're not beat up ass, you know what I'm saying, hooker feet, okay? Because I've seen a stripper, man, and she was beautiful everywhere from head to ankle, but that bitch feet look like, oh. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not talking about beat down, toe up, just fucked up. You should never take your. I'm talking about the type of feet where, okay, she know they not quote unquote pretty feet. So she makes sure she keep them lotioned up, and she keep her toenails clipped, and she keep them designed, and you know what I'm saying? Like, to where she's not self conscious about going out in open toe shoes. Let's just say they're not beautiful, but she ain't gotta hide them.
Okay. Well, do she got big feet?
Do you like that woman with big feet? I don't know.
No, I don't like big feet. I'm just saying.
Okay.
If you can wear my shoes and you still got room, I mean, you ain't got that much room in them, then we got a problem.
Somebody told me. Okay, I think that I know that my feet are not beautiful. Okay, I know that. So I keep them done. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep them up. But I've been told, somebody told me that I have rat feet, and I really did not know how the fuck to take that.
Oh, rat feet?
You should tell them like this, Patty. No, let me be quiet for a minute, because tell them your feet ain't ugly. I wouldn't dare let somebody call my feet rat feet. I'd be like, if they rat feet, look at yours.
Rat feet are
skinny.
Cool.
No, I don't
have
rat feet.
My
feet are pretty.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to tell her what rat feet are. Rat feet are those real skinny feet with them, like, just real, like, they real skinny. You got them real skinny.
Bony.
Feet. Yeah, bony. Yeah, real bony.
So a bony foot? Well, shit.
That's a rat foot.
That would have been a better word. I was like, rat feet? What the fuck does that mean? Okay.
Yeah,
motherfucker should have said bony in the first place.
Man, the motherfucker got that much sanitation to your feet. They got issues.
Not
even
if you
got
them out. You know, that's not necessary, too. If you got them out and y'all just laying in bed talking, or, you know what I mean, and you just got your feet out, you really can't help but notice unless you just don't pay no attention to a person. But like you said.
I'm not paying attention to your damn feet. I don't give a fuck with
your
feet.
Because I keep my feet done all year round. Wintertime, people always be like, why
exactly.
You get your feet done in the wintertime? You're supposed
that's
to.
The best
who
time.
Don't get your feet done in the wintertime? I get mine done all year, so that's just peaches. I can't speak on everybody else. They be like, it's all cold in the wintertime, wrap them up. No, I get mine done 24/7.
That's just a waste of money.
You never know when you got to step out.
No, it's not a waste of money. That's a woman's thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a woman's thing. Because I don't know. That's just me.
You can buy
gotta keep my eyebrows
on it. What your feet look like. Take that pedicure money. Give me a 40 and a pack of Newports. We good.
You're stupid.
He is stupid.
I can't stand it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, he's a foot person. So he's the type of person that if she got her feet out, he's going to notice. There are plenty of people in the world like that where, you know, motherfucker don't necessarily say, hey, baby, take your shoes off. Let me see your feet. But if you got them out, I mean, shit, they don't notice.
Seriously.
Okay, Cass, prime example. You see my feet. You know my dog is pedicure. My feet ain't ugly, are they?
Wow. Wow.
Look, man. Look.
Hey,
I'm just asking a question.
I have not seen your feet.
Oh,
Miss
Dimples.
Your feet. Where have I paid attention to your feet?
Not like that. I had showed you my feet after Miss Dimples did my pedicure. You're like, oh, those are cute.
What, over the summer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Yeah,
you got to stop drinking, baby.
No, you got to understand that I didn't look at you like that because you were... You know what? I'm going to call him one more time.
No, hush your mouth. I didn't say you didn't look at me like that, so hush your mouth, brother. We good. I ain't saying nothing else. I'm being quiet until tomorrow.
You know what? I'm going to make sure he on the tomorrow show. I am. I'm going to call him, and I'm going to make sure he's on tomorrow show.
No, don't do that, baby, please. If you love me as your sister, don't do that.
Man,
I love you too.
We gotta get up out of here, man. We going over.
Indeed.
So. Oh, okay. You're not okay. Sam, this is your last one. Mm-hmm. Come on. You got any last words for us?
Welcome back, Father Times. But you know what? I still think communication is the most effective thing in a relationship. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
La, 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 la,
thank
la,
you,
la.
I'm just messing with you. I mean, to each his own at the end of the day.
Well, all right.
We're
calling in so late.
I forgot today was Tuesday. I'm still stuck on Monday.
8:30 Central,
9:30
Eastern.
Okay.
Oh, the time.
All right.
I still forgot.
Okay. Janine, you got any last words for us?
It was good talking with everybody, and I will definitely be on here tomorrow.
Cha-ching.
That's what's up. Look, Stone, any last words?
Oh,
good show tonight. Oh, shit. I'll be back tomorrow. Sin City, bitches.
You let me say that.
All right. Once again, let y'all know that SinCityRadio.net has been officially closed down. So.
You forgot about peaches.
Ooh. Peaches? Yeah. You didn't
get
that.
Don't start, Cass.
Any last words, Peaches? Any last words?
Yes. Now, Sin City all the time. I'll be back tomorrow night, and you be a good man, brother. And it's all about communication.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Like I said, once again, SinCityRadio.net. No. We've been barred, banned. The man trying to keep us down, whatever the case may be. So hopefully by tomorrow we have a new site up and running, and we'll let y'all know about it. You got any last words, Doc?
And thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Y'all know we do it the same time tomorrow night, y'all.
Hey, notice your strange not saying SinCityRadio.net.
I know. I had to catch myself from saying it.
I lost my baby. My baby's gone. All right, y'all.
It's all right. You get a better baby.